Good morning and welcome to Faith Presbyterian Church's morning devotionals. Don't worry, you're on the right video. Pastor Nicoletti and I have been talking about how great it would be from time to time to hear from other pastors, those who are close to us and those who are also serving as missionaries around the world. And you may have remembered that a few months back we were able to hear from a pastor named Doug McNutt, one of our newest missionaries, and he will be bringing our devotional to us here this morning. So without further introduction, I will pass it on to Doug McNutt.
Good day, Faith Presbyterian Church. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm Doug McNutt, missionary with Trinity Center for World Mission, one of your supported missionaries. I'm glad to be with you today and be able to give you the devotional of the day. The devotional for today comes from 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 15, where Paul says to his young protege, Timothy, reminding him of the most important thing, the gospel. He says this, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. And in some of the old translations, Paul says, I am the chief of sinners. He calls himself the chief of sinners. Have you ever wanted to give up on something? Now, I'm not talking about, you know, you've been watching too much Netflix during this pandemic and you're thinking about giving up your Netflix subscription. That would actually be, you know, I would support that move to give up on something like that. But I'm talking about, have you ever wanted to give up on something that's good? Something that you should not give up on? Have you ever wanted to give up on your marriage? Have you ever wanted to give up on doing a good job at work and working as unto the Lord? And you just said, you know, I'm just going to go and take the paycheck and get mine and not do a good day's work for honest pay. Perhaps you've even contemplated giving up on God or church or Christianity. What is it that enables us not to give up? One word, hope. And that's what Paul is talking about here when he gives this trustworthy saying to Timothy. There's sort of two parts to this, where on the one hand, hope is very honest, and hope does not hold back from calling a spade a spade. Paul calls himself the chief of sinners. He says, I'm the foremost of all the sinners. So he doesn't gloss over the issues. He doesn't sweep the issues under the rug. He's very brutally honest about his own sin. This is the Apostle Paul, remember, who wrote half the New Testament, who I think of as the superstar of Christianity in the early Christian era, right? And he is, rightly so. But he calls himself the chief of sinners. So hope doesn't gloss over sin. It acknowledges sin, but then he's reminding Timothy, of course, of what the hope for sinners is, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. If you are not a sinner, then you're not a candidate for Christ's salvation. And there's a beautiful contrast here, I think, right? Because Paul, on the one hand, is being brutally honest, but he's pointing us to Christ as well. He's saying the way down is the way up in Christianity, right? And it's this beautiful concept that actually allows us to overcome in Christ. We don't sweep sin under the rug. We don't downplay our own weaknesses. But what does it actually mean when Paul says, I am the chief of sinners? Have you ever wondered about that? What does he mean when he says, of all the sinners that are out there in the world, I am the foremost? Is he speaking objectively? Is it some sort of measure of sin? No, I think it's rather a subjective view, and it's actually the fulfillment of what Jesus says in Matthew 10 when he says, you hypocrite, first remove the log from your own eye, right, so that you might see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye. See, that's the opposite of what Paul is talking about. That's our tendency, is we miss the log in our own eye, and we're actually very concerned about the speck in our brother's eye, right? So Paul's actually doing the opposite here. Subjectively, he sees his sin as the greatest, because he, in other words, he sees that log in his own eye. You see yourself as the chief of sinners, because you know your sin the best, don't you, when you are truly honest with yourself? And it's only then that you have put that in perspective that you are then able to actually help others with their sins, to to see clearly, to remove the speck from your brother's eye as well, right? I think that's what Paul means here when he says, I'm the chief of sinners, or I'm the foremost sinner. But then he says Christ Jesus came into the world. This is the reason for the incarnation. This is the reason you have hope this morning. And this day is because Christ Jesus came to save sinners. Now, isn't that good news? If you're not a sinner, you're not a candidate for Christ's salvation. But if you find yourself like Paul, the chief of sinners, and you're honest about that, and you're confessing those sins to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are honest before the Lord about your sin, then you are able to be saved by Christ. He is the one who is going to deliver you from those sins, not only to forgive you from the debt of those sins, but also to deliver you from the power of those sins, and also to deliver you from the desire for sin even. Isn't that amazing? Hallelujah. What a savior, right? And I think there's some practical takeaways that we get from this, right? I mean, you can have this profound humility that results from saying, you know, I mean, you might be having a conversation with someone about, you know, an issue in their lives, and you remind them, but hey, I'm the chief of sinners. There's a profound humility that flows out of this, but there's also a profound gospel hope that flows out of this message that Paul wanted to share with Timothy, and I'm sharing with you this morning. There's an unconditional love of the Father over your life right now that cannot be revoked. Your name is inscribed in his hand with indelible ink, as it were. He will not cast you off. His unconditional love is going to be with you. And I think this profound message of both humility and hope is what carried, you see this in a number of biblical characters in the past as well, right? Elijah sat down by the brook and he wanted to give up right there, right? You remember that story? He wanted to give up his ministry. He wanted to give up even on life itself. And then the Lord came and ministered to him and fed him with bread from the ravens. And you can see this in Jonah's life when after he's been sitting under his vine that has died, right? And he basically just says, kill me now, God. I mean, maybe somebody feels like that today. You can see this in a number of other people's lives. You can see Paul, even it says when he went to Asia, it says that he, and I quote, was weighed down exceedingly. That's what Paul says about himself in another passage. He was weighed down exceedingly. Is that perhaps one of you this day, that you are weighed down exceedingly? What's the answer? Wherein lies our hope? Just this. But the ultimate example is when the Lord Jesus hung on the cross. And it seemed like all was lost when he was being crucified by the Romans and mocked by the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He saved others, but he's not able to save himself. Satan himself, perhaps laughing, but then something happened, right? Christ hung his head and he said, it is finished. And in that moment of death, he died for your sins and for my sins. And there was a great victory won there that perhaps Satan could not have anticipated, that Christ won the victory in that moment for you and for myself, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost. I think there's just a few takeaways that we get from this that you can take with you today during your day. Number one, just let me put it very simply, don't be depressed. Don't be depressed today. We of all people on earth have a great reason not to be depressed, which is that we have tremendous hope in the Lord Jesus Christ. We are very honest with our sin. We actually are not glossing over the situation. We see it for what it is. We call a spade a spade. We take our sin to Christ, and then we're forgiven. And we know how the story ends. That's what I love about reading the book of Revelation, is that you know how the story ends. Jesus wins. You know that you have a happy ending in Christ, okay? So whatever you're going through, he's going to bring you through. You have hope in the gospel today. Don't be depressed. Look to him instead, rather. The second thing is go to the places where Christ has promised to meet you. Go to those means of grace and to the places where Jesus has promised to meet you. And as in experiencing his presence there, just like in the Old Testament, there was a tabernacle and then a temple where the actual Shekinah glory of God dwelt, and people would go to that place to meet with God, right? Now God has given us tabernacles, as it were, through these means of grace, the word of God, prayer. That's what you're doing this morning by the devotion, perhaps. That's good. Prayer, scripture, fellowship with other believers, communion, Even as you serve the Lord and use your spiritual gifts, God meets you in a special way and fills you with His Spirit to serve Him. And you feel good on the other end of that. You realize that you've been serving the Lord, and that's one of the, that He was with you in that endeavor, and that's one of the best things you could do today is to live for others, right? He meets you there. And it's just beautiful because, don't be depressed. Go to the places where God has promised to meet you and look to Christ. Look to Christ today. That's the final thing. Look to Him in faith this morning, even as you call out upon Him in prayer. Confess your sins to the Lord today. He knows that you are a sinner, but as you confess those things to Him, He will forgive you and He will deliver you from the power of sin and the desire for sin. As Charles Spurgeon once said, "I am a great sinner, but I have a great Savior." Amen. Let's pray together. Father, we thank You that we can be honest before You this morning, and that we can say, "I am a great sinner, but I have a great Savior." And of course, Spurgeon just got that from the Apostle Paul, who said, "I'm the chief of sinners, but I know that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. I'm a candidate for salvation. I needed salvation. Without the confession of sin, there's no need for the cross. And so we do need the cross. We confess our sins, and we know that we're forgiven, that we're delivered from the power and desire for sin as well through the powerful blood of Christ. And we walk in that this morning. We walk in that. We receive that in faith, and we would meet You where You've promised to meet us, Lord. We'll not be depressed, and we will look to Christ. We will confess our sins, and we will look to Christ today, and we will walk in hope. And we pray these things in Jesus' name over each person who's participating in this. Amen. Amen, and God bless you.